Nearly every waterway in Indiana, from Lake Michigan to the Ohio River, fails to meet the state's water quality standards. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management expects to add 277 bodies of water to its list, for a total of 485 waterways that are considered impaired or polluted. Lori Kaplan is commissioner of the department. She says the new total doesn't necessarily mean that Indiana's water has gotten worse.
What it means is that we have increased the number of water bodies that we have sampled. We've increased the number of samples that we take, and our sampling techniques have improved.
What kind of pollutants are we talking about?
Anything from dissolved oxygen to mercury to sediment.
And industrial pollutants, chemicals?
Sure. Industrial pollutants would also be included in that, heavy metals. We test for, as does just about every state, we test for a whole array of pollutants.
Well, what does it mean, though, do you think, that every waterway, almost everyone, has some kind of problem?
Well, I think that we have a long history in the United States of using our waterways to carry away some of our toxins, and I think we also have a lot of surface runoff from a lot of different areas that go into our waterways. We're now being able to assess what those pollutants are and what the ramifications are on our water.
What do you think the ramifications are?
Well, it can impair aquatic life, the ability to survive. It can also impair the quality of aquatic life for the purposes of human consumption. We have come a long way in our ability to treat water for the purpose of drinking water, so while a water body might be impaired, our water companies are able to clean it up to the point where it's perfectly safe for consumption.
What about recreation? Summer's coming up. A lot of people going boating, fishing?
Sure. And our waters, for the most part, are safe for recreating, although we do have some concerns, and when certain problems become in the danger level, if you will, for example, with E. coli concerns in swimming beaches, we have to close beaches, like just about every other state that experiences high E. coli.
Do you consider E. coli a pollutant?
Absolutely. E. coli is the number one cause of impairments in Indiana.
And what is the source of the E. coli bacteria? Do you know?
E. coli can come from a number of sources. It can come from wildlife. It can come from agricultural animal. It can come from failing septics. And it can also come from wastewater treatment plants.
What kind of cleanup efforts are underway at this point?
Well, this is a long-term process, if you will. What we're doing right now is doing our second round of our list of impaired water bodies, which is submitted to EPA. Once that list is finalized, we then do what is called a total maximum daily load analysis for each of those impaired water bodies to determine what is causing the impairments, more in-depth analysis, and then to put together a cleanup plan.
Did you expect the number to be so high?
That's a tough question, whether I expected the number to be so high. I guess I'm not that surprised, given the number one problem we have is due to non-point runoff and other sources in our water bodies. It's very hard to control that. That comes from our surface lots, our roofs, our lawns, agricultural practices, and we're a very large agricultural state. That's one of the biggest causes. All of those things are the biggest causes of pollution of our water bodies.
Lori Kaplan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.
Lori Kaplan is Commissioner of the Indiana Department of Environmental Management.